Hello there. Welcome to my last podcast in April. I'm glad you're taking the time to look over my website this week. Got a new column up. First of all, lots going on here in Louisiana. Our Louisiana legislature, for those that listen around the country and throughout the world, will know that things are a little different in Louisiana. In most states, legislatures meet in January. They come in after the first of the year, will meet for 2, 3, sometimes 4 months, and then get their business done that way. Try to be out for summer because so many parents want to, or legislators want to be home for the summertime when their kids get out of school. In Louisiana, the tradition has always been to be a little later, and our legislature meets in April, just beginning. They're in the last week of April. They'll go for 60 days. That's an odd thing we do here, too, in Louisiana. The Constitutional Convention that set up the present Constitution in Louisiana did their work back in 1971. I had the honor of being a delegate to that convention. In fact, a little side note to you, my grandfather-in-law was a delegate back in 1921, the 1921 Constitution, and he lived at the Pentagon Barracks in Baton Rouge. I was a delegate to the 1971 Constitutional Convention from representing the same area, Concordia Parish, as was he, and I lived at the Pentagon Barracks in Baton Rouge. So it's kind of interesting to have that tie. But during the Constitutional Convention, we said we don't want the legislature meeting every year for 60 days. They'll just do too darn much damage. So there was going to be a fiscal session every other year for 30 days. In the even number years, the odd number years, we let them have 60 days to take care of business that not only related to financial issues, but other general issues. So this time we've got a full session going on, the full 60 days. That can be dangerous because the legislature can come up with all kinds of things to do. Remember the old saying by Mark Twain that no man is safe and his pocketbook is certainly not protected when the legislature's in session. And so that's going on right now. They'll meet for 60 days. Some very controversial pieces of legislation coming up, outlawing smoking, which I personally think you ought to do. New bills to change how school boards oversee superintendents, making the superintendent much more in authority. I think it's good legislation, authored by my brother-in-law, Representative Steve Carter from Baton Rouge, but I think it's going to have a real uphill fight and probably is not going to get through. That change for reform is just not there. It's going to take the governor to do some arm twisting, and I just don't think it's that important to Governor Jindal to really get behind it and push it that hard. So that's not going to fly, quite frankly. There's also legislation to, every year this comes up, trying to say that if you ride a motorcycle, you don't have to have a helmet. And the argument is it's freedom of choice. Let someone decide for themselves if they want to ride without a helmet. And I say, yes, it is a freedom issue, a freedom of choice issue. I don't mind if you wear a helmet. I don't care if you fall and bash your brains out. I think it's stupid. I've ridden motorcycles all my life, and I think you're absolutely crazy to be on a motorcycle without a helmet. I think it's a freedom of choice for me not to have to pay your medical bills if you're stupid enough to go out on the highways without a helmet. You get hit in an automobile accident. Your head hits the concrete, you're a vegetable for the rest of your lives, and I got to pay for it because most of these younger kids don't carry the insurance. My compromise is, okay, carry at least $500,000 of insurance to cover your medical expenses so I don't have to go into my tax dollars and pay your care, the free care you'll demand at the charity hospital because of your brain injuries. Put up $500,000 of insurance and go without your helmet. I don't care. But just don't infringe upon my freedom. You see, you're messing with my freedom when I've got to pay for you. Same argument with cigarettes. Sure, you got the right to smoke cigarettes, but don't do it in a public place where that smoke is impinging on my freedom. Don't get into my face. That's just my feelings on all these issues. I'm making them a freedom of choice issue, my freedom of choice, not to be interfered with by you and your careless behavior. If you want to gouge yourself, I think that anyone that's overweight ought to pay a lot more for insurance. Why should I have to pay because of your stupid lifestyle choices? I'm very strong about that. Anyway, this week's column that's up deals with the legislature and some of the bills that are in there. And again, it comes down to all these tax breaks. Everybody wants a tax break. They want to give a tax break to people over 65 and to students and to people that move in the state, people that buy a car from out of state in the state, firemen, policemen, veterans. Well, that's fine, except I got to pay for it. You see, if you reduce the tax base and exempt a number of people, then I got to pay for it. Same with the homestead exemption. There's always a push to raise the homestead exemption. The proposal is $75,000 up to $100,000. And if you have you don't pay any taxes on, say, the first $100,000 of the property you owe. Well, that's fine, but here's what happens. The millage on a property tax in most instances is dedicated. It's dedicated for a particular purpose. So if you raise the homestead exemption, you have less money that is dedicated, which means those of us that have properties worth more than $100,000 have to pay more taxes. Our millage goes up. So I don't mind if you get the exemption. Just don't make me pay for it. And that's the focus of this week's column. And I hope you'll take a chance to look at it and look at all the other things I have on my website, some new music. You'll see some fella, can't think of his name right off, he asked me to teach him a little golf. And I was gladly did so. You'll see my story about it in the picture on the front page of this website. Glad you took some time to listen in this week. We'll continue to have some legislative hearings. Go to Twitter, by the way. Twitter, Jim Brown LA is my name on Twitter. I do a daily update on Twitter. Hope you will join me on Twitter. Hope you'll have a good week, and I'll look forward to talking to you here right on my website again next week. Take care.